Bob. So the best get. Oh, it's five now. People, I'll catch you next week. Christmas sounds like this. Easier. He says, I've got to get on mic quickly.
Just we can't have that radio silence.
No? Why not?
Why not? Because the people might think that it's all over and there's no point.
No. Sometimes people just like to sit back, say nothing.
They want to have a little break.
Yeah, just sit back and say nothing, hear nothing.
To be fair, you do talk a bit.
I've not done a lot of talking this week, actually.
Why not?
I
don't feel like you've had much to say.
I'm tired.
Yeah,
I've had a meal to do for 40 people.
You don't look tired, mate. You look all right.
Do I look all right?
You look all right, yeah.
But you can't see the insides, can you?
I don't want to see your insides. Right, let's get cracking.
Sounds like this. Sunday's 5 till 7 p.m. Sheffield Live
Yeah, the sound of Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. And he's got a forthcoming, was it jazz? Yeah, it's kind of jazz. It's got Tom York on it. It's got loads and loads of guests on there. He's been playing with quite a few of the people out of International Anthem and the collectives around that. I think the album's called A Plea, and that one obviously is a cover version of Frank Ocean's Thinking About You. Sounds like this on a Sunday. How are we doing? Does this count to, does this count as a non-rainy day today? Because we had one yesterday. That felt weird. It's been a little bit of spittle spattle today. It's been pretty miserable, eh? I hope you're doing all right. And yeah, during this show, I've got an interview that I recorded with Donovan Hafner. Really talented saxophonist, came through the Tomorrow's Warrior program a few years back, got a real classic sound to him. Really enjoyed the Sheffield live gig at Crook Social. They've got a really exciting spring season, well worth checking out. Well, I'll try and get on and have a look myself. And also should mention, while we're on the subject of jazz, Jazz at the Lescar, of course, and the Callum Jazz Festival as well, which has got some great acts on. So I've got that coming up pretty shortly. Big thanks to DJ Ski for the last 2 hours of Platinum Plates. And yeah, Sheffield Live on a Sunday is how we do it. I've also got some tracks from the brand new Jill Scott. Ah, what an album. To whom it may concern, I say what an album. I bought it and given it a couple of listens, but I'm loving what I'm hearing. Lots of producers, including Omas Keith. I think Premier's done one. In fact, that's one of the tracks I might play, actually, is a great hip-hop track. It's kind of reminded me, sort of forgot that Jill Scott was also an MC. And I got a couple of tunes as well from Mim Solomon's new album. I think it's just been released the last couple of days. It's sounding so good. I think it's Maurice Fulton on the production again, but I'll have to check that, get my details right. Got some classic jazz from like Jackie McLean. There's like a Tone Arm series, Blue Note, heavy pressing, sounds great. I'm going to play a bit of that. Brand new ones from Isco. And new production out of Sheffield. Shout out to Louis. King Louis on the production. Franz Von on that one as well. It's called Woke the Spirit. So we've got some tracks from, or a track from that. And more. There's always more. Shout out to Ruth, fast off the mark today, and I'm going to have to get the date for the International Women's Day special right this time. This one's brand new. Oh, no, it's not brand new, actually. It came out last year from Floating Points. It's called Corner of My Eye.
Dans le monde des bestioles. Hey, this is Alicia Joy, and you are tuned into Sounds Like This with Chris Welch on Sheffield Live.
Winter time when the city gets to me, I climb on that plane and Kennedy, fly to the southern hemisphere where the sky is clear. I abandon the bleak December chill. There's nothing like Christmas in Brazil. The weather's completely upside down when we touch down. Now that I'm here, where do I go? Lost in Jardin Botanico. The parrots are blue, the summers are slow. Down in Jardin Botanico, life is easy when you're hiding from the rain beneath banana trees. The big leaves keep you dry. Then you feel the evening fall upon the cool Copacabana breeze. The stars light up the skies.
A bit of Michael Franks, Jardin Botanico. Jardin Botanico, I think that's how he says it, from the album Tiger in the Rain. I need more Michael Franks albums. It's one of those artists who I didn't really know about. I think Giles Peterson did a special on it, and then I'm like, oh, I need to hear more of that. And then what did you hear before that? Oh yeah, a track I think which is from last year, possibly before. Actually, it was a couple of years ago. Anaïs, I think she's called. I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's an amazing artist. I saw her with Theo Croker at London Jazz Fest a couple of years back, and she was just exceptional, just an incredible vocalist. And her album, I haven't managed to check the whole thing, but the bits I have heard is great. And that's got Grupo Cosmo. And then, yeah, one of my favourite sort of new Brazilian artists, Cessa, as well, called Voyage. Right, I better get this right. So there's quite a few events coming up. Over the next couple of months. In March in particular, there's loads of stuff. There's Cabal's 25th birthday at 28th of March at Yellow Arch, 13th of March as well. Phonetics, La Rumba and Funky Drummer return with another carnival special. Got the Busy Twist playing that. Got Gustavo Andrade and the Brazucas. You've got Linger Sound. You've got myself. You've got other people as well that I can't put the lineup in front of me, so I'm just going from memory. What else in March as well? Yeah, there's a Callum Jazz Festival, 21st of March. So you're spoiled for choice. There is also Let me get this right. So I think it's the 7th of March, right, Ruth? I know you're listening. If I get this wrong again, so let's have a look. It's the 7th of March, isn't it? The 7th of March? Yeah, I think it's the 7th of March. It's a Saturday, so it is the 7th of March, and it's International Women's Day special. And Ruth Joy's going to be putting together a little lineup down at Hagler's Corner. It's going to be good. And Natty, my other half, she's a full person in her own right. But anyway, the person who's unfortunate enough to be married to me is going to be making her second DJ appearance, and I just know she's going to play this. So I don't want to steal her thunder. I want to just set it up to say that, yeah, check it out. Snarky Puppy, Amote La.
Enlisted for wrist strength and persistence. War jacket. Bellows weep and fire burns cold. Rafters enrolled upon coal flats. Good men, each worthy of blue plaques, wield a blunted pickaxe and pole tax. Some live by steel and some steal a living. Diligent gentlemen divin. What is the grafter's prize, War Jackie? What is his prize, War Jackie? More baggy in his pouch, more stripes on his trackies. Look at me, War Jackie. Asbestos in his lungs, lead buried deep his fingertip, tooth and nail, indentations on the surface of his skin, read messages of betrayal in Braille, War Jackie. Steel arches to mock his spinal and the malady, no break from the back-breaking labour. He makes ships, but he is drowning. I make ships, but I am drowning. I am drowning, War Jackie. I am drowning. War
Jackie. Yeah, the sound of Gnats out of Newcastle and War Jackie. That's from their forthcoming album called A Great Day Out in Newcastle. And this one, such an exceptional album. Blue Note original from 1965, produced by Alfred Lion, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder. Jackie McLean on alto saxophone. That was an unintentional link, by the way, with the name Jackie. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Charles Tolliver on trumpet. This was called On the Nile, part of their Tone Arm re-release series, remastered. Sounds beautiful. We'll be right back. Yeah, sounds like this on a Sunday. The sound of Jackie McLean. The album Jackknife. It's just so incredible playing, incredible music, and just so beautifully remastered and recorded on a hefty, hefty bit of vinyl. And yeah, if you want some, like, if you want a proper jazz show, not this one where I delve into a bit and pretend I know what I'm talking about, but a proper one, check out Pete with Spinning Jazz, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock on your Sunday morning. Absolutely outstanding selections. Always got an incredible collection. Right, okay, so yeah, so as I said, a couple of weeks ago, I caught up with, or rather, I made it to Sheffield Jazz. Big shout out to Roy from the committee there for letting me know about it, and all the people involved, Peter, Jez. There's quite a few people involved in it, and they keep coming with the good stuff. And they had Donovan Hafner, who came through the Tomorrow's Warrior program. And so I caught up with him during the interval where they have their raffle, of course. Just had a little bit of a chat about his music, his album, his influences. So we're going to play a couple of his tracks and his choices. I'm looking at the time. It's like 5:45. And so I don't know if I'm going to. Yeah, we'll see. I sort of listed all these tunes at the start, but I better shut up and just play them instead. So anyway, here's me, a very croaky me, even croakier than today, talking to Donovan Hafner. Yeah, so I'm here at Sheffield Jazz at Crook Social Club, sounding a little bit croaky with Donovan Hafner. Hey. Donovan, can you, thank you, we're halfway through the set, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about your music, your style, how you got into playing the sax? Your background, basically, if that's okay.
Yeah, so with my band, I play a lot of my own material, which is sort of contemporary New York style jazz. And how'd I get into this? How'd I get into the saxophone? So I have a bit of a musical background. My mum taught me how to play piano and taught me how to read music. And got taught piano when I was about 7 years old.
Okay.
And then a few years later, I wanted to play a wind instrument. And I picked the saxophone, and then I just fell in love with it. And in that sort of beginning period, that's also when I found out about Tomorrow's Warriors. And that's an amazing jazz program for young people. And I have many development programs, and I went to the workshops on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah,
and just kept on going to them, just kept on shedding, and and then went to academy, did a undergrad there, and and here I am now. I'm just, you know, just trying to make things happen.
And you've got your release at the back. Is that the full album or is it an EP?
Yeah. So I released my debut album, Alleviate, last year. And we have some copies, some vinyl.
And you doing it independent style or you go through a label? Yeah. And how are you finding that?
Really tough. Yeah. But I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it. You just need to like dedicate a lot of time to it, I think.
And in terms of the Tomorrow's Warriors program that you already talked about, for those people who don't know about it, how would you best describe it?
Yeah, so Tomorrow's Warriors is a youth organization, jazz organization, and they have many different programs and schemes. And so I went through... So they do like weekly workshops of how to play jazz.
Yeah.
And I've done like different stages, like the beginner level, intermediate, and you also get put into bands as well. And I was in all of the bands, and and they also have many, many different things, like I did the Warriors Rise tour. So they basically give you a tour.
Yeah.
A bunch of tour dates, and so you can sort of build your career as an artist, and also there's another scheme where it's don't know if you know what Fontana Records are. So
I didn't realize they still existed. That's like a
it kind of
that's like an old old label, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because it's kind of like a revamp,
right?
Basically, because it's part of Decca Records, but now it's kind of like more of a jazz focus.
Yeah.
We're doing a thing where we're coming into the building and they sort of give us some like sessions on music industry and business.
Okay.
And, just help us with things like that.
Yeah.
It's been really helpful.
Because it is tough, isn't it? I mean, like now, obviously, you know, it was never perfect going through the label route. The story of jazz is littered with people who, ripped off, best put it bluntly. But doing it yourself is tough. So is there a focus with Tomorrow's Warrior on developing your own material, or do you work a lot with standards and reinterpretations, or is it a mixture, or what?
When I went through Warriors, it was mainly focusing on, you know, getting your playing together.
Yeah.
Learning standards, playing people. I think now, I don't really know, but I've seen a gig where they played originals.
Yeah.
So I think that must work on originals now, which is great.
Yeah.
And it's obviously developed since I was there.
Okay.
But,